Coming up on Only a Game, there's dinero in Dome and Dota for aspiring professional video gamers. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and congratulations on all those D's, because that was really something.
Yeah, I don't even know what I said. I'm going to have to listen to the story to find out. It is conference championship weekend. Let's start with the NFC. The Carolina Panthers and the Arizona Cardinals have made it to the Super Bowl once each, but neither has won it. Time for a first-time Super Bowl champ?
I don't care who wins this game as long as it is actually played in a blizzard in Charlotte, because it's going to be a wonderful piece of chaos.
That's just rooting for chaos.
It is absolutely rooting for chaos.
They don't play football
blizzards. The other thing is I like both teams. I find both teams very entertaining. I find both teams very fun to watch. I think I want to watch both of these fun teams in a fun blizzard now, though.
My understanding is that football features 22 men at a time, 11 on each side of the ball, but you would not have known that by the pregame coverage of the AFC Championship game, Charlie. Everybody seems to see it as a mano-a-mano contest between Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Have they got that right?
No, absolutely not. It's a mano-e-something contest between Tom Brady and the Denver defense. That's who's going to decide that game. Peyton Manning's basic function in this game is to stay upright and alive for the entire 60 minutes, but it will be what Tom Brady can do against a very good Denver defense that will decide the game.
Full disclosure, this program also spent a lot of time covering Brady v. Manning.
Not on my watch, pal.
Before last week's division championship game in Foxborough, Massachusetts, the police, with sirens blaring, I suppose, had to rush all the footballs to the stadium. Was this because of still another clever, probably underhanded trick by New England coach Bill Belichick?
No, the refs just left the kicking balls back in the hotel room.
That's amazing.
Like with their cell phones, I guess, or something.
How many pregame responsibilities do they have? Bring the balls to the game.
That's right. Try to be relatively sober and bring the balls.
In other football news, the Buffalo Bills have made NFL history by hiring the league's first full-time female assistant coach. Her name is Catherine Smith, and congratulations to her. But help me out here. What exactly is a quality control special teams coach?
I don't know. Maybe she makes sure that the special teams players don't poison your lawn or something. I don't know.
I'm sure that it's a perfectly legitimate assistant coaching position. There's so many.
I have never heard of it before, to be perfectly honest with you. Just make her the special teams coach.
We have been learning throughout the current NBA season, night after night, how good the defending champion Golden State Warriors are, Charlie. But on Wednesday night against the Bulls, they were just showing off, right?
You know what, Bill? We're all casting about for ways to stop the Golden State Warriors. Guess what? Hey, your shoe's untied doesn't work either.
Two guys were tying their shoes, so it was effectively 3 against 5, and they scored anyway.
Yeah, Steph Curry threw the ball to Harrison Barnes, who hit a jump shot very easily. Hey, your shoe's untied.
The NFL has shown the way regarding marketing on foreign shores, but even they had not thought of staging games in the morning for the benefit of overseas fans. The NBA is apparently exploring that idea. I wonder how the players are going to feel about a 9 a.m. start.
Well, depending on whether, you know, I mean, the NBA's travel schedule has always been psychedelic. If you have a day or two off before the morning game, I don't imagine they have much problem. These are, after all, people who grew up playing from dawn till dusk. I don't think it's the first time they will have ever played basketball in the morning. I don't know what the crowd's going to be like.
One of the most successful teams in men's college basketball this season has been SMU. Do you think it's because they realize that they can go all out during the regular season?
Yes, because they're under suspension and can't play in the postseason.
Yeah.
Under coach Larry Brown, who's now 75 and in his 41st year of coaching.
Yeah, undefeated so far. Right. And who knows, maybe they'll have a perfect season except for having to watch the real games on TV.
Their undefeated season has gotten by me, Bill. I don't know about you.
Charlie, we often discuss silly, even stupid things that athletes have said or done, and so I am pleased to go in the other direction and mention that Joe Wilfred Tsonga interrupted one of his matches at the Australian Open this week for an entirely selfless, even noble reason, wouldn't you say?
Yes, one of the ball girls working the match he was in got hit in the face with a very, very hard shot. He stopped in the middle of the match and he helped her off the court, which I thought was really terrific. And not only that, it gives me a chance to say, Tsonga! Which is my favorite thing to do in men's tennis now.
Former NFL receiver Terrell Owens, known in part for his imaginative touchdown celebrations, is making news this week. He's offering to pay the excessive fines levied after touchdown celebrations in this year's Super Bowl. I kind of like this.
What happened
to the No Fun League? It's gone.
I think this is genuinely subversive, and I really hope it becomes a thing for every Super Bowl for the rest of my life.
Fitness buffs in California are being told that they cannot use the Huntington Beach City gym and pool unless they are properly dressed. Have I got this news item right?
Yes, because we are talking about buffs in the buff, Bill.
Oh.
And properly dressed means dressed at all, because nudists have been, or excuse me, naturists have been showing up to use the facilities unclothed.
Oh, dear.
And the facilities are very disturbed by this.
A baby was delivered at a recent high school basketball game in Thornville, Ohio. How are baby and mother doing?
Baby and mother fulfilled their function, which was to distract the guy shooting the free throw. High school kids, God love them, they thought up this, you know, waving your hands and putting up the big head of the other team's coaches are so passé, Bill. What you do is you have a mock delivery room set up behind the basket, and as the guy goes to shoot, the delivery happens, and one of your classmates is born.
The largest baby on record.
And if you haven't seen the video, watch it, because it worked. The guy missed the free throw.
Maybe he would have missed it anyway, but I'm awfully glad that they went through this whole thing.
I am too, yeah.
Finally, Charlie, you may recall that when he was playing in the NBA, Portland Trailblazer Cliff Robinson was sometimes called Uncle Cliffy. Not surprising. Anyway, he's changed his nickname, apparently, so it will be more appropriate in terms of his post-basketball job. What's he calling himself these days?
He's going into the legalized marijuana cultivation business in Oregon, and he will be heretofore known as Uncle Spliffy. And if he doesn't have his own cartoon within a year, I'm going to be very disappointed in American popular culture.
Charlie Pierce joins me each week on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.